Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Whenever we confess our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed, as we did just a few moments ago, we say of our blessed Lord, "And he will come again in glory to judge both the living and the dead." And he will come again in glory to judge both the living and the dead. These words that we confess then always point us to the last day, the end of the world, and the fulfillment of God's purpose for the whole creation. And he will come again in glory to judge both the living and the dead. All three lessons for this second last Sunday in the church year have to do with the end of life and with the end of the world. In the Old Testament lesson, we heard the words of the much-suffering Job. Job, in his misery, exclaims, "Man who is born of a woman is few of days and full of trouble. He comes out like a flower and withers. He flees like a shadow and continues not." Job speaks of the end of life. And then in the epistle, which is taken from St. Paul's first letter to the Christians in the city of Thessalonica, Paul speaks about those Christians who have died. The people of Thessalonica were concerned as to what would become of those who died before our Lord returned again in glory at the last day. And so Paul tells them, "We do not want you to be uninformed about those who are asleep, that you may not grieve as others do who have no hope. For since we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so through Jesus, God will bring with him those who have fallen asleep." So Paul assures these Christians in Thessalonica that also those who have died will be raised when the risen Lord appears in glory and be joined with all the angels and archangels and all the company of heaven in the kingdom which God in his love prepared for us before the foundation of the world. So in the epistle, Paul speaks about the end of life and the end of the world. And then finally, we hear the words of Jesus himself in the very sober gospel, which is read on this Sunday. These words of Christ were spoken just before the beginning of his bitter passion and death, in those last days in Jerusalem, before he was betrayed by Judas into the hands of his enemies. And in these last days, hours of his earthly ministry, our Lord himself speaks about the end of the world, but he also speaks about the end, the destruction of Jerusalem. And so interwoven are his words about the end of Jerusalem and the end of the world, that it isn't always easy to discern the difference, but he is speaking of both. He's speaking of the end of Jerusalem, the destruction of that city, which came just 40 years after our Lord died and rose again. For you see, in rejecting Jesus, the people of Jerusalem had rejected the real Savior, who had come only to bring them the forgiveness of sins and new life and peace. They instead had chosen at that time a criminal by the name of Barabbas, who had been placed in prison because of insurrection and murder. They chose one who could be called a first century Palestinian terrorist, a murderer, instead of the loving Savior. Choices have consequences. Choices have consequences. And the consequence of that choice, having rejected the true Savior and chosen a murderer stained with blood, set in motion those events which just 40 years later would lead to an uprising of the people of Jerusalem, which then would be brutally crushed by the Roman legions, and Jerusalem would be put to fire and sword. This destruction of Jerusalem in Jesus' teaching stands not by itself, but it also is a picture of the end of the world. The world, too, will one day see the coming of the judge of the living and the dead. Christ, at his appearing in his kingdom, will judge the living and the dead, as we say in the Creed. So what does this mean, then, for our lives here and now? The basic truth is that we must always be ready for the coming again of our Lord. Whether we are brought before the judgment seat in the hour of death, or whether we are still living when Christ appears in glory. Jesus says, "As the lightning comes from the east and shines as far as the west, so will be the coming of the Son of Man. It will be sudden." And so every day we are called to repentance, to turn to God in sorrow for our sin, and to ask his forgiveness, and then to trust his mercy. Because the Lord, who will come again as the judge of the living and the dead, first came as your Savior and my Savior, the Savior of the whole world. If anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, and he is the perfect offering for our sins. There on Golgotha, he suffered the judgment you and I deserve. And in his tomb were buried with him all our sins. And he rose from the dead to declare to the whole world the forgiveness won on the cross. And so we look forward to the end of life and the end of the world, not only with sober fear and trembling, but we also look forward to it with joy, because we know that the one who will judge us is the one who has saved us from our sins. Let us then rejoice that we have a Savior, that the Savior has brought us into the little flock of his people and continues to nourish and strengthen our faith through his word and through this holy sacrament we now receive. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.